the Senate Committee on Redistricting. This is our first meeting, our organizational meeting. Today is January 12th, 2011. This is a once-in-a-decade experience, the Committee on Redistricting, and I'm glad you're all here today. We have two items on our agenda, the adoption of committee rules and introduction of members. I'm going to reverse the order following the lead of the Senate Judiciary Committee Chair and reverse the order and have the introduction of members first. In the first committee I attended this morning, the committee members were giving the description of their district while they were staring at me, which I thought was pretty interesting. What I'd like you to do, if you could, is please introduce yourself for not only those in the room, but for those who may be watching online, and tell us a little bit about the district that you represent. And I'll start with Vice Chair Senator Telfer.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Chris Telfer, Senator from District 27, which is most of Deschutes County. I actually live in Bend. And you know, my understanding is that my district grew the most. I'm the largest. So, but it is where the sun shines 300 days of the year. While it might be cold, the sun is usually shining, at least. And but it's a very vibrant community. I think when I moved there 34 years ago, its number one industry was timber. Today, we have no timber mills, only a couple secondary lumber project or companies there. But it's a district that has grown dramatically because of the geography, I think, the outdoor activities. But it's an area that I'd say the number one industry is probably tourism now, and obviously service industry orientation. And the good news, I think, for while we have probably the second highest unemployment in the state, it tourism is up. You know, I think the economy is at least keeping people in the state, and they're traveling to Central Oregon a lot. So I love it.
Thank you, Senator Telfer. And Senator Atkinson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Jason Atkinson. I represent a very big chunk of Southern Oregon. I represent an area that encompasses a good portion of Jackson County and the majority of Josephine County. The best way to think about where I represent is I have a string of small towns that are connected by some of the most famous rivers in the West Coast. So I represent the Rogue River, the Illinois River, the Applegate River, and Bear Creek, and several others. The communities that I have is, there was a guy, let me stop and think, he was in Texas, and he had a bellwether. He was a congressman, he had this bellwether. No, I think it was Lloyd Benson, take that back, who had a bellwether named Dewey. He had a constituent named Dewey, something like that. I forget the guy's last name, but he'd say, I won't vote for anything unless it will, unless Dewey would vote for it. And I have, over since 1999, made a practice of not voting for anything unless it would pass muster in Rogue River, Oregon, which is a small town on Evans Creek. Gold Hill, Central Point, half of the Applegate after the last redistricting, Grants Pass, Merlin, Cave Junction. I have a national monument, the National Caves, and a bunch of really terrific folks. We are Southern Oregon is very unique. Oregon as a state is five different states put in the boundaries of one group. And so the Oregon coast is different from the valley. Central Oregon is different from Pendleton. And I live in an area that's very unique from all four of those. I live in Southern Oregon, which has the same climate as Napa Valley, California. So we have four distinct seasons, a very hot and a very cold. We have a very hot summer, a very cold winter. We have snow, and it rains, but it doesn't rain like here. So I'm delighted to be on this committee.
somewhat shocked. I think the Senate President might have misinterpreted my requests about committees, but I was happy to be here because if I recall, I think it was Senator Beyer and I were on this committee 10 years ago. Is that right?
2001?
Yeah. Were you on this committee?
No, I was out.
Yeah, so I guess it's... You were on it too? Yeah, so that's... Come to think of it, I think that is the institutional knowledge that's left. And so I'm interested. I'm very optimistic that this committee would adopt some guiding principles of how we do this job, because we all get lost in the data. I mean, it's going to be very evident that we'll get lost in the data. But I think of three of our and then everyone else who was here, our experience from 10 years ago, if we have some guiding principles, which I think are very nonpartisan and fairly easy to adopt, I think we can actually do this. And it would be a personal victory for me if we could adopt a fair redistricting plan through the legislature. So I hope we can do it.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. I know we all share that goal.
Yeah.
Senator Brzezinski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Floyd Brzezinski. I represent District 4. District 4 includes large parts of Lane and Douglas County. Three watersheds, the McKenzie, the Willamette, and the Umpqua. A lot of hills and dells and a lot of water. My service in the legislature, this is starting my 15th year out of, out 2001 because of the term limit law that we had at that time. So 7 years in the House, 7 years in the Senate now, so starting the 15th. And I have, when I was in, as a displaced Northwesterner living in my birth state of Texas, I worked for a very large law firm, complex litigation, that had me do demographics for about 5 years. And that was what I was asking, why I wanted to get in this committee, because of that experience of establishing neighborhoods and trends and stuff. And so I look forward to working with the chair and others. And I share that same goal, and I really do think we can, as a legislature, accomplish the work that hasn't been able to be done, I guess, out of the last four out of the last five times.
Thank you, Senator Brzezinski. And we know that many of the interesting redistricting stories do come from Texas. Continuing down the line, Senator Starr.
Yeah, I'm Bruce Starr. I represent Western Washington County, the communities of Hillsborough, Cornelius, Forest Grove, North Plains. Looking forward to getting this job done.
Thank you. Senator Beyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I represent Central Linn and Lane counties, and it's a fairly diverse area. In the watershed, we have three, including Santa Am, the McKenzie, and Willamette. My district starts in, actually, I guess it would be mid-Linn County, composed of grass and grain fields, largely. In fact, most of my district, geographically, is fairly rural and farm-oriented. Includes communities of Creswell, Brownsville, Sile, Lower Leeburg, Springfield, and Eugene. Most of the population is centered in Springfield, which is basically a manufacturing centered town, and then three precincts that abut up to the University of Oregon. So you got a fairly divergent perspectives on things in that district. So it's an interesting one. So, as Senator Atkinson said, I lived through the 2001 redistricting or non-redistricting from a legislative perspective, and wasn't necessarily excited about being on the redistricting committee, but the Senate President thought the experience would be helpful. So I look forward to working with all of you, and I too hope that we can put a plan out that's acceptable and fair to everyone. No, I will guarantee you that most people will not be happy with what we suggest.
Thank you, Senator Beyer. And as chair, I'm certainly thrilled to have so many members with experience in this area. So I'm Suzanne Bonamici, and I represent Senate District 17, which is in Northwest Portland and Washington County. And like co-chair, Vice Chair Telfer's district, it has grown significantly over the last decade, particularly in the Northwest Portland area. The Pearl District and the Bethany areas and Forest Heights are all in Senate District 17, as well as some rural areas in Washington County. So it is a very culturally and economically diverse district, and it has grown significantly. In fact, I don't know if President Courtney is listening right now, but one half of my Senate district, Representative Mitch Greenlich's House district, actually has more constituents than Senate President Courtney's Senate district at present. Mm-hmm. So it has grown significantly, and I know it will change significantly. And I share the goal expressed by many of the committee members about making sure that we have a fair plan that we can pass through our chamber and the House. And I wanted to tell you that I have been talking with some of the House members. We want to work together with the House Redistricting Committee. The committee members were announced just the other day. There are 6 members, which is good. We had heard that there may be more than that. We want to make sure that we can work together with that group, especially when we travel and do our road hearings. Last time, 10 years ago, there were 17 hearings outside of the building, but there were no overnight trips. So we'll look at how they managed to accomplish that. Of course, in some of the metropolitan areas, they did multiple hearings in one day. But we do want to, especially with sort of general information and overview hearings, we'll work hard to plan with the House so that we can save the time of the experts who will be coming in and the committee time and having as many joint hearings as possible. And just briefly to start, this is unlike other committees where we have a lot of bills, so I'll tell you what we're planning for at least the first couple of meetings is to get an overview of redistricting and some national trends and best practices. Hopefully we'll have somebody from NCSL to do that. We'll get an overview of redistricting in Oregon, both the process and procedure. I know Aaron has been working very hard in that area. Overview of the statutory and constitutional requirements from Aaron and Legislative Council, and some information about the technology and the census information from Wayne Coffey, who's our GIS person in committee services. That should take up most of the first meeting, and then the second meeting we're planning to do talk about public participation and how we can bring the public in. We'll have somebody talk about communities of interest, have somebody we're hoping from the Brennan Center for Justice, which put out an excellent publication that's a good overview of redistricting, and someone to talk about public participation, transparency. We'll also have someone to talk about the population trends in Oregon. Hopefully that'll be somebody from the Portland State University Population Research Center. So those are some of the things that we plan for the first couple of meetings. And we will be working to make sure that we have the agenda out as soon as possible so that committee members know we're meeting just once a week at the outset on Wednesday afternoons. Our task, our guidelines are set out in statute. We'll get a review of those at our first meeting, but I'm sure you're all familiar with those. And I was remiss in not asking the staff to introduce themselves. I apologize for that. Aaron, do you want to go ahead before we read up the rules and tell us about yourself?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Aaron Tyler. I work in committee services. While I will not be staffing this committee as the administrator, that will be Lori Brocker, who was here in 2009 and worked with Senator Bonamici on consumer protection. I will be working with the committee as I have been involved in the redistricting process since last year, looking at putting together our website and our GIS information and bringing on the technology. And so I will be involved with both chambers and working with the committees on more informational meetings and road hearings and that type of information. Sue Hampton is here with us today. She will not be the assistant for this committee. She normally staffs some of the environmental committees, so you have seen her and probably will see her in the future in other committees. But we are happy to be here and hope this will be a very successful session.
Thank you so much, Erin, and I want to thank you for being so helpful in getting all the materials together, and all the background research you have done to date has been very helpful. And just to say a word about Lori, who will be starting, I believe, on the 18th. Mm-hmm. Lori Barker was a committee administrator for the Senate Committee on Consumer Protection last session. She has both a law degree and a divinity degree, so she will not only help us interpret the law, but she'll help us get along as well. We have what is the general committee rules that you have seen apparently in your other committees with one addition, and that is paragraph 19. And paragraph 19 is the paragraph that allows us to adopt additional guidelines and policies. Now, Aaron has given us today something that's labeled Appendix A and Appendix B. Those are not the appendices that we will be adopting. Those are just models for your use as examples of the type of thing that we will be looking at our next meeting. There's an Appendix A that really is the guidelines for access and usage to the committee services in the redistricting office, and Appendix B is really about preparation of amendments. What we want to do is make sure that we don't have 90 legislators going into legislative council and saying, draft a bill that redistricts my district. We can't have such a piecemeal approach. So we'll have those guidelines. We're working on those now. They aren't ready yet. We want to work with the House to make sure that we're doing things that are consistent. Paragraph 19 is just the paragraph that gives the committee the ability to adopt those additional rules as guidelines and policies as we go forward. So that is the only addition to the rules, the committee rules. And with that, I'll take a motion, please,
on
the adoption of the rules.
I move adoption.
Chair Bonamici, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules as amended by Rule 19, dated January 12, 2011.
Vice Chair Telfer and Senator Starr have both moved for adoption of the committee rules. And we're going to have a roll call vote on the adoption of the rules.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator
Brodowski? Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Vice Chair Telfer?
Aye.
Aye. The rules have been adopted. Is there any other business today that we need to take care of, committee?
Chair, I have a suggestion. I'm thinking about this. If I were in your position, I think it would be helpful if the members of this committee sent you an email over the next couple of weeks about our thoughts on what a guiding principle should be. I think that if I were in your position, I think that'd be helpful. Let me give you a case in point. We're going to kick around the word community of interest, right? Community of interest might mean something different to me than Senator Starr. I think it'd be helpful if a guiding principle for me would be, just by way of brainstorming, you know, no members lose their house, or things aren't, you know, blatantly partisan, or what some of those guiding principles should be. I think if I'm going to email that, I would encourage everybody else, to all the members of this committee, to email the chair. It'd probably give you a better framework. In my thinking about this committee, you get this deluge of information, and then we try to parse it out and try to figure it all out. I think it'd be easier to do that if you knew what we were all thinking as you try to lead us through this.
Thank you.
Task.
Thank you, Senator Starr. I appreciate that, and would appreciate. Excuse me, Senator.
I'm Przonski.
Senator Atkinson. Sorry about that. I appreciate that, but I do encourage people, and I'll ask Aaron to email everyone the text of the statute, because we do have requirements in statute that we must follow, and one of those is that no district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring any political party, incumbent legislator, or other person. So we do need to start with the statute and keep that in mind, but I would like to hear from all of you about what you would like to see as policies for going forward. So thank you for that suggestion, and I would look forward to receiving that information. Any other comments? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.